Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and dial in to 627-531-848. 753-1848, or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. This particular episode, I think, is going to be extremely important for a playback. Because this one is a big one, in my opinion, only from the observations of working with so many people over the years. It has been a huge, huge hindrance to a lot of people's success. And I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. We've been talking about the common mistakes that's hindering your uncommon results in your network marketing business. I don't want you to look up at other people's success. I mean, you can't have it, but you've got to do some things that they're doing and stop doing some things that they're not doing. And so our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. This is big. This is big because some people believe that they're generous, but they're not. They believe they're generous, but they're not. And they're wondering, why is there stagnation, or why is it not keep flowing toward me? I can tell you this. We're going to discuss it on today. And it's all about a law. It's a principle about sowing and reaping. But what should we be sowing? Very important, very important. You know, this series that we've been talking about, being extremely positive about your success. I want you to be extremely positive on today, because these are some things that you're probably going to have to take a look at yourself and say, ha, all of the other stuff, I got that down pat, but this is the one right here that I need to work on. This is what I need to work on right here. So let's go to the Lord together and ask him to open up our minds and show us what is it that we need to do to unlock our uncommon results for our business. Father God, we come before you. We thank you. Honor you. This is the day that you've made, and we're so glad that we're here in the land of it. We have to say this every single day because, dear Lord, we know that you're a giver of life, and you also can take it. Father God, on this day, as we are pursuing greatness, we want to learn more about your word. We want to be clear on our instruction before leaving this earth. We're here to make huge impact. As we are moving away, oh, Father God, as working as unto men, we want to work for you. We're thankful, Father God, that you promised us abundance, greatness, huge things. But we know that you can't go back on your word. So we have to learn your way so we can do it, because you're faithful over your word just to perform. We're thankful, for God, that your word is living on the inside of us. And we're asking you, oh dear Lord, to allow your Holy Spirit to take full control here and power start your day. Let him teach us and bring all things into our remembrance right now. of what we should be doing to draw closer unto you. As we're pursuing to serve your people, as we are moving throughout this marketplace to make impact, that we're in a place where we don't care about making impressions. We go do these great exploits in your name. We want to be able to acknowledge you in all of our ways, including being an example unto the kingdom. We're thanking you for all the people that are coming to us from the north, south, east, and west. Be careful to take good care of your greatest commodity, your people, and serve them at the highest capacity. And we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. And we're even thankful for the trials and tribulations that you got to take us through to get to it. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys. So this one here, I want to just hop right into the word because there are some points that we got to cover. And I can tell you this, is that the word of the Lord is so real. And if you were to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, it would resonate with you that it doesn't matter what we think, God's word is what it is. It doesn't matter about our take on it when it comes down to God's word, because he said this is how you amass major success. If you seek ye the kingdom and his righteousness, all things will be added to you. So let's look at what he says concerning sowing and reaping. It's talking about becoming a cheerful giver. He said, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Okay, I don't know about y'all, but this word right here is off the chain. Because every word thus far God has given us, he will encompass and say all, everyone, everything. These are the secrets that most people miss. Because we have to work toward the all. We have to work toward like doing everything as unto the Lord. We have to work toward saying, you know what, if I might be good or working good in this area, but I suck in this area, and Lord, this is where I need your help. And so when we start talking about common mistakes that's hindering you from your uncommon results, I got to talk about the power of sowing and reaping. And we're going to talk about investment. When you look at this scripture, it's definitely talking about investment. It's saying that there is going to be a return for what you put in. Because it said you sow, you'll reap. Reaping is the return. You sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. But in our industry, most people think that the only thing you can sow in is money to join or what have you. But you've got to invest time, your talent. You've got to invest even in your image, getting yourself together, not just your outer image, the personal development, working on yourself. You've got to invest in training. Into your team. Sometimes you got to get out of your comfort zone, get out of your city to go get what you need. It may not always be at your fingertips what you need. But if you're willing to go a long haul, then God now can untie his hands and give you overflow. When I look here and I start talking about the time, many people believe they don't have to sow time into their business in order to get something out. But this is a business that You may have to sow in more time and money in getting to build out your foundation. Later on, you may not have to do as much, but you have sown and sown and sown as you were doing it unto the Lord, not just looking for what is going to be your return. That's a cheerful giver. Some people give only to get, or they only want to give to who they're going to get from. I need you guys to really open up this for a moment. They may have been a recipient of godly favor, a recipient of a leader who's sown into them, but then they have a problem doing that to others. You have to begin to now look and not have to keep score, but pay attention to, do you sow as much as you want to reap? So when we start talking about this, the investment of your time, income producing activities is one area, but how much do you sow your talents into the team? Are you only showing up just so you can go up off of the back of others? Ladies and gentlemen, I need to ask you, when you're coming, if you want that even show up to your weekly meeting and say, how can I help? Or are you only walking in to see how can be helped? Remember, we talked about the greatest amongst you are the servants. There's always be an overflow of people saying, you know what, is there any way I can serve? Maybe your leader may say, well, we still have you in training or grooming, but the fact that you offer, you'll be on the docket, you'll be on the lookout. How can I serve? Not how can I look smarter than a fifth grader, but how can I serve? What can I serve? You know, some people would like to be the head when they were designed to be the arm. I can tell you this, time is important. Sowing into your image. There is a thing that I will share is that your image is more than clothing that we wear. It's even how do you portray yourself? What message are you putting out there? And if you're a leader that always has to be corrected, more than likely the spirit of offense would say, I'm trying to be controlled. I can tell you something. If you have self-control, there's no reason for anyone to ever want to control you. Sometimes we have to sow time into our image. Now, the word of God said that we were made in the likeness of his image. And I'm going to tell you, it's out of your heart flows what comes out of your mouth. If we work really hard on our internal image, the outer just begins to look more beautiful. I can tell you right now, it doesn't even matter. Yes. We got to take professional photos. Yes, we do. We got to look professional in our attire. Yes, we do. But our goal is to match what we're portraying outside, that the inside is there. We have to sow into that. We ain't just waking up like that. After our brother and sister Adam and Eve messed stuff up in the garden, I can tell you right now that we got work to do. So nobody just woke up like this. We have to work on ourselves. This is why in the book of Romans, it tells us that we have to renew our mind daily. But then now we have to also sow money. Now when you receive money, money is a resource. It's a tool. It likes to be moved. It likes to be multiplied. But when you're talking about money, all of the money you earn is not yours. You have to sow back into where you more out of. I'm not going to sit there and preach to you and teach to you about tithing and about giving, but I am letting you know that from even back in the day, the farmers that gave back a tenth of their crops, they were able to get more crops. You got to give. You can't eat all your seed. Now, whether you are giving into the kingdom or whether you're giving into some philanthropist efforts, you have to give what you want to sow more of. You have to give to your business. You have to invest in yourself. I see people when it comes to training, I can't tell you how much hundreds of thousands of dollars in personal self-development coaching that I do. And then what comes out? I need you guys to think that. Don't look at how much you can get for free. Look for opportunities to invest so that you can reap. Look for opportunities for you to invest so you can reap. I see some people, they'll always want to learn, what all can I learn from top leaders, but what are you giving? You may learn something new and you bury that talent, but you're still trying to reap. I want you guys to know that it doesn't matter what anybody don't know. The one who gives you the wealth knows everything. I'm just trying to teach you guys something. If your heart is pure and your hands are clean, that is an awesome vessel for God to pour overflow of everything. Because it says that God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work, and you will always have overflow. Guys, this one here is deep. Is deep. That thing called money make people cray cray because nobody ever taught people what to do with it. Yes, it's definitely designed for your quiet enjoyment. Yes, you should be able to treat yourself. Yes, you're supposed to be able to enjoy it. But you will have more of it if you understood that a portion, not more, not half. The Lord says, hey, at least 10%, but then when you go into offering, now you start going into overflow. So if you go from 10 to 15% and you're actually sowing into the lives of others, you're sowing into how you can help others, and then now you put a portion back into your business, into training, into your team. Huge. Huge. If you're one that ever questioned why should you pay for a weekly meeting, or you one that ever even in your mind goes to where does the money go if I pay for training, the answer is the money go back to you if you apply to training. I don't know. I've seen people who from the time they have a question about tithing, I don't know, churches, whatever, it's up to you. I don't know. I don't care where you tithe. It's up to you because it's going to abound back to you. I just know what I do, why things have abounded back to me, and I've had all sufficiency. The grace will abound toward me because I do. I sow into the kingdom. I don't play no games with it. Because when I realize and say, who's the one that's the source? This is what he told me to do. I will assume that if he created it, he knows exactly what I should be doing with it and how to make the best use of it. Your time, your talents, your money. If you're only sowing into folks to get, or you're only trying to look at how much you can get, but you're not looking at how much you can give, remember the servant is the greatest. The people who always think they're getting a one-up, no such thing. Because the God who governs us all never sleep nor slumber. Let's open up the call on sowing and reaping. This is one of the biggest mistakes. People try to see like, oh, wow, I can show up because I don't have to do much but just turn on my phone and listen. But when it comes down to sowing into the money, if I got to sow into some coaching, if I got to sow into a training, if I got to sow into travel, oh, I don't have the money. Hint, hint, that's why you don't have the money. I didn't say it. The Lord just gave it to you. That's why you don't have the money. Because if you're doing what the laws tell you to do with money, grace is going to abound towards you. Let's open up the call this morning. Good morning, guys. I know it's touchy, but let's open up our heart for grace and release the spirit of offense, and let's learn some stuff this morning. Good morning, 718, last 4-4-1-7-7. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Barbara. So good to see you. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. But you, you've hit it out of the park with this one. This week has been amazing. I've already listened back on the first couple of calls. You know, learning is one thing. You know, there's intellect, but there's another thing here that you're teaching, and that's really to align yourself spiritually, intellectually, and purposefully with what you want and the word. And I have to say to you that giving back has been so freeing.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a freedom. It gives you a sense of lightness. You're bringing light into people's lives. You're really changing people's lives. You know, in what we do here for a living, but also in taking an extra moment to give someone a compliment or pay for their coffee, you know, a stranger.
I
did this the other day, and I swear to you, people looked at me like I had seven heads. And I just smiled and said, have a great day, and walked. Because, you know, people don't know how to respond to that sometimes. They look at you like, what do you want? You're being nice to me, why? You know, and but I think we just have to do it. Just imagine if each and every one of us just did it. Just gave a little bit more. What a world it would be. So this has been an amazing, amazing teaching, the financial literacy that you've taught us here is so much larger than anything we could learn about balancing our checkbook. This is the real balance.
Listen, wow, that is so powerful, Barbara, because I want the readers to even go past, because inside of that same chapter of chapter 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and even when he goes lower, farther down, now I want you to get some more meat, because he reminds you that he is the one that's giving the seed to the sower. He's the one that's giving you the power to gain wealth. That's Deuteronomy 8 and 18. You've got to start connecting this word to understand why. Are things not working out in my life? Why am I running out of things I should have abundance for? This is connecting the dots, family. What are you giving, or are you always looking at things? And it's all good until it's free, until it costs you something. Costs you your time, costs you your talent, costs you your money, costs you some pain. You got to sow to reap. Good morning, 8/4/7430. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Curtis Lattimore out of Greenville, South Carolina.
Hey, Curtis. Good morning, King. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I know this word right here was a great word. I had did a post a few days back that says, when God wants you to grow, he'll make you uncomfortable. Then I made one that said, God never gives you a dream that matches your budget. He's not checking your bank account. He's checking your faith. And I know the world has it where we say we hold on to our money. We have more. But the God kingdom says if we give, then it shall be given unto us, pressed down, shaken together, running over, that men shall give into our bosom. And I know that if you give, like the queen said some minutes ago when she gave to the person and they didn't know how to respond. See, people don't know how to respond when you give to them, because a lot of people say, I got mine, now you have to go out and get yours and all this kind of stuff. And we got to live by God's law, not man's law.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, Curtis, you're so on point. You're so on point. And I want you to know, you know, some people will hear the word and even try to, you know, misuse or abuse it, but you can, because God said he will not be mocked. And I want you to know that for those who think a handout mean that that's what people are supposed to be giving, no, you so on fertile ground with other people who want to give a hand up. We're going to clarify this stuff now. Listen, guys. We're going to clarify this stuff. The Holy Spirit so will remind them. For those who probably sitting, if you sitting idle with your hand out, there's no way you could be serving. Ooh. 916, last 4300. We sown on some fertile ground. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Nicola. This is Miss Alicia Brown out of Huntsville, Alabama. How are you?
Hey, how are you? What's going on?
I am blessed. I am just honored to be able to listen in on your calls in the morning. I have, usually don't press star one to get on, but today I just had to. You touched on a subject that I am a firm believer in sowing. A lot of times people think that they can have a pot of soil and just watch it grow without putting a seed in it or even watering it. So I'm a strong believer in sowing into the kingdom and also giving into my business so that I shall receive the results that I desire to receive. I believe that sowing into my business, like going to the training, I mean, every time I have listened in on a call, watched a video, went out of town for a training, I have come back and been able to apply the things that I've learned in training, and therefore my business has grown. My business doesn't grow when I don't sow into it. So I just want to say thank you for that word on today, and I pray that that word has touched many more people than myself and that people will understand the word that you talked about on today.
My God, when you have to think, when you have to turn the thoughts off. You know, what people don't realize is like when they turn the faucet off on their own success, turning the, you know, it start flowing where you may be going in. It's levels to everything. Let me talk about that. And the first level may be, okay, let me get the introduction. Let me learn what I can learn in my back office. Or let me hop on the free trainings. Let me hop on the trainings that's coming in on the telephone. I'm already paying the telephone bill, so it might as well pay me. Let me hop on and listen in and what have you. But then what it takes, I got to take a step toward investing in myself, or I got to move some things around to prioritize my success, and I got to spend some money for training. I got to invest in some training, or I may even have to invest in one of my leaders, or I may have to invest in, then they start turning the water faucet off on themselves. When you're holding back on even information that you know that can help other people grow, but you can suck up all the information that other people have to help you grow. I am sure that this is cutting off, because it says here, go back, guys, and read, and it talks about everyone is going to give. Let each one, so every one of us have our individual responsibility in this area. Let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. So don't give because you see other people giving. You got to work on your heart so it's flowing. We want the land of milk and honey, don't we? We want our business to come out of stagnation, don't we? We want God to send us some other powerful leaders in our business, don't we? He's watching. He knows everything. So if it's the heart that you're having a challenge, ask him to work on that area. Tell him you need heart surgery. So you can do what he has called you to do. You guys have a blessed day. Let's make it happen big time. Big time. It's your time for a promotion, baby. Let's go.